Hey, a real man is gonna buy you shit without having to have sex with you. And that man is your fucking father, because it won't be me.
Now come on in the house and say bye to Charlene and the kids.
Fuck them kids.
Fuck the kids?
Yeah.
Nappy Afro, what's up with it, man? Comedian Roy Wood Jr., prank call, Sullivan's son, TDS, all that. Listen, send me a check. Yeah, you know, don't play this mess till I get a check from y'all. I need a check from y'all. Let's just go ahead and say, I figure $340 ought to cover everything I just said. I know y'all had Killer Mike call in and everything, A-Town in the house. So this is Alabama representing one time, man. Big up, Nappy Afro.
NappyAfro.com, bitch.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
Now tuned into the highest rated podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, aka the People's Champion, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcaster today, aka the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, aka LeBron Flames, aka the King of the Lames, aka the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, aka Germ Cena, aka Pod Strickland, aka Fat Sajak, aka the Brooks Bandit, aka Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, aka ASAP Stocky, aka the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will. Be aka the pod father, aka rowdy potty piper, aka pod girly, and my last aka ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. Now what I like to have right now is for all you podcasters that want to steal other podcast names, steal other podcast logos. Whoa. Still, just be flagrant with it. Keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show y'all what a real podcast sound like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germs in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, like, comment on the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. Whatever one you use, I'm pretty sure we need to get a like or something like that. Just do that for us. Don't forget, we got a voicemail where you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We also got a Patreon we can join for as little as a dollar and get shouted on the show, like our latest Patreon, Nasty Nate. This is what he put on there, Nasty Nate. So shout out to Nasty Nate. And all you right, can be man. Just like Nasty Nate and get shout out to Frocast for becoming a Patreon.
Nasty.
And the easiest way you can support the site is by retweeting it, reblogging it, adding it to your story, telling a friend, just spreading the word about the Frocast. We really would appreciate it. Now that all the panders out the way, Queen Germ, how was your week?
It was a week. I'm making it.
Okay. I mean, speaking to the camera. I mean, speaking to the
speaking
microphone.
Speaking to the camera.
Yes.
While you light a blunt. Okay.
I do this every week.
Yeah.
You worry about what's over here. You need to worry about what's going on right there.
I got this. But I just said, I had a rough week. A lot of things going on. Good news. I guess I like to talk about the good news. My baby made the squad for the little flag team at the school. She's going to the sixth grade. I mean,
ninth grade.
Oh, Christ. I'm taking her back.
Amen.
To the ninth grade, Lord. Jeez. But the thing is,
I'm the one lighting the blunt.
Yeah, maybe I need to hit it. Mm. But nonetheless, she going to high school, so it's the reality of that. And then the point of...
Technically, she's not, because they're going to be going at home, but she's going to the ninth grade.
She's going to the ninth grade. Yeah. So,
go ahead.
I mean, the kids may not be able to perform at all, but she did make the team. So
they do it virtually.
They're going to be on the monitors at the damn the games, if they have games.
Yeah, what games?
I don't think that's going to happen. So maybe they're practicing for next year. That's all I keep saying. Hey,
that's what's up.
But, yeah. So.
Man. As far as my week, man, my week was... it was all right until, like, Friday. I don't know if y'all know this Fro Nation, man. A member of Fro Nation, man, one of my best buds, sat here numerous podcasts while we recorded the show in silence, spoke up a little bit, said something every once in a while. My dog Chris, man, y'all might know him as KRS-One, man, died tragically in a car accident. So, you know, I'm dedicating this show to him. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I just got a heavy heart this week, but... You know what I'm saying? He would want me to do this, so I'm doing it for him. Cause like I said, he'll be sitting right here while we were doing the show anyway. So let's just keep the show going. So Chris, this one for you, dog. You know what I'm saying? We gonna, you know, like I said, I think the best way to get through tears sometimes is to laugh. And I've been needing this show because the like I said, podcasting to me is therapy. You know what I'm saying? I've been through some of my toughest moments. I did shows just to get through it. So I feel like I've been waiting for this. So, you know, I just want to get through it, get it out the way, and you know, deliver a good show to y'all people today, man. But like I said, we doing this with a heavy heart, but we going to, you know, be professionals. You know what I'm saying? That's what we came here to do. All right. So we just want to start the show off like that, man. But I don't want to kill the mood around here. We got a outline to get into. So let's go ahead and get to this outline, Queen Jern. Get yourself together, Queen Jern. Come on now. It's going to be a rough one for both of us. Get yourself together, girl. Let's go ahead and start talking off this British man right here. Speaking of British guys, it was some British guys that tried to steal our podcast name. If y'all go on Instagram and look up The Frocast Show, y'all will see it. Just look it up for yourself. The Frocast Show. Really?
But didn't they easily say that they were?
They did. Okay. That's why I'm not giving them a hard time. Okay. I mean, I'm not giving them a hard time because they did, you know, come correct. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, a lot of pushback. You know, they could have been like, "Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you gonna do about it?" You know, exactly. They could have did that, but they didn't. So I, you know, respect to them niggas, black men working it out. You know what I'm saying?
They black?
Yeah, they were black.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know. I mean
like, I don't know. I just know that you had some beef with some people on the internet.
I didn't know beef. Listen, guys. If you want to be down and y'all got a podcast, we can make y'all part of the Nappy Afro Network. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can corner market over there, man. Listen, we just going to call it something else. How about that?
Yeah, we got to.
You know what I'm saying?
It can only be one.
Yes, it can only be one. You know what I mean? We had it first. We've been here since 09. So you can't just start a podcast in June and call it the Frocast Show. Yeah. And, you know, have the same fucking logo that we got.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It doesn't work like that.
Doesn't work like that.
I don't know what they do over there, but it doesn't
work like that. Props. You know, props.
But like I said, what the saying is about, what you call it?
What?
Something is the best flattery or
imagery.
Flattery.
Imagery is the serious form of flattery.
It's like imitation or something. Like
imagery.
But that's not how they say it, though. That's
imagery is the biggest form of flattery.
I don't believe that's the
look
wordy.
Look it up. No. You look it up. Okay. Well, we're going to assume that I'm right.
We could just do that.
Okay.
I don't give a damn. I'm just trying to help you to feel better about the fact that somebody tried to rip your whole 11 years worth of work in 2 days. But, right, hey,
that's cool. But we resolved it.
Glad we resolved it.
But I want to talk about this man right here. This British man, he is convicted of fraud after he sent a lookalike to take a paternity test. First of all, props on that. That's next.
Not props.
That's next level thinking right there.
And that's just how the British people stole your show and thought next they was going to put their label on it and keep it moving.
And just like they got caught for fraud, he got caught for fraud.
So they might want to find him a better.
You know what I'm saying? But it's genius idea. Let's read the story. A devious British love rat sent a lookalike along to take a paternity DNA test so he wouldn't have to pay maintenance for the mistress's child. Thomas Kenny was cheating on his pregnant girlfriend in 2012 when he realized his illicit lover was also expecting.
That's that good stuff.
The 25-year-old who already had one child with his long-term girlfriend asked the other woman to have an abortion. She refused. He was then asked to take a paternity test. But in a desperate bid to avoid coughing up cash for his lover's unborn baby, he sent a dead ringer along to the clinic to give up his DNA samples. It meant he couldn't be named as a biological dad. It's unclear exactly how Kenny's deceit was uncovered. The identity of the doppelganger has not been revealed. So, but Kenny was convicted of fraud at Birmingham Crown Court. Wow. That's fucked up. So, let's see. He was only getting 6 months suspended jail sentence in order to pay $1,000 compensation and $800 cost. So, that's all he had to get for that? I mean, but you still got to pay child support if that's your baby, yeah, bro.
And it is.
You know what I'm saying? So, let me ask you a question. How genius was that?
It wasn't, because he got caught. Like, that's always the outcome. Like, if that's the outcome,
I wonder how you can't ever...
The person probably wanted more money than he probably was going to have to pay the people. Mm. He probably told that what the problem was. Because who else going to tell? Like, how you going to know? I mean, because if I ID'd you and I sent you with my license and you supposed to look like me, mm-hmm. you went down there, you told them you were me, mm. you peed or whatever, swabbed, something, yeah. and you had to not be the father. Mm. So how does it now turn around that you, you know what I'm saying, you get found out? You the one, the only person who could tell somebody.
He must have been running his damn mouth.
Yeah, man. I got $500 for doing blah, blah, blah. Or,
yep.
you know what I'm saying? Something happened.
He came back and said, hey, man, I need $500 more. Hey, dude, I told you, man, I already paid you. Hey, look, man, if you don't pay me this money, I'm going to go tell him that it was me and not you.
Then he realized all I got to pay is $1,800 for right now. Hey, me and her had to work something out.
Yeah. Jeez.
Now, that's a mess right now.
I mean, I want to know how far I would go. If I had like a mistress and she had a baby, like how far would I go to say that it's not my baby?
You don't need to go far.
Listen, stop saying like you're gonna leave me if I get a baby on the side. You're not gonna leave. We're gonna work it out.
It'll be one thing for me to find you cheating. Mm-hmm. Now that we're older, because cheating would have let me leave. But I can tolerate a little bit of cheating right now, mm-hmm. only because if you don't bring me back no disease or no baby. Mm-hmm. Now, you go and tell me that a woman got a baby, I can't have no kids no more. Mm. So, if I got myself fixed so that we didn't have to do the baby thing no more, mm-hmm. and you going to make a baby with somebody else, I would feel like, you know, you need to be there.
But see, that's I'm the good thing. What if I wasn't intending to make a baby with her?
But that's the point. You were reckless, and that's what was the result.
So, now that the baby's here, you need to be like the women in the old days and just help raise this baby.
And
I'm not.
You wouldn't want me around your child.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, you a good woman to be around.
Shit, I fucked that kid up.
Why would you do that?
Okay, bring one in here and see
Why
what
would you do that?
Bring one in here and
the
see what
The kid ain't did nothing. You don't have to do that to the kid.
I will. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. You don't want to be around your kid. I promise you. I promise you, your child going to get scalded and some boiling hot water.
I don't believe that, okay. man. Quit your stop. I don't believe that.
Okay, don't believe it.
I believe you will love that baby just like any other baby.
Bring the baby in here. Bring the baby in here and see what happens. That baby going to miscellaneously be around here eating rat poison and fertilizer and shit. That baby will die around me. So don't bring that baby around here.
Queen Jerome, we just going to...
Nobody.
I don't believe that. You have a heart of gold. There's no way you would do that to a child.
To a child that does not belong to my husband.
I mean, yeah.
So if it's the ones that we made together, mm-hmm. or the ones that belong to somebody else, mm-hmm. that would be fine. But the ones that you make with somebody else and I don't know nothing about it and you want me to bring the child around,
I just want you to accept it, listen.
I can't. I'm sorry, I can't.
He's going to be coming around every other weekend, mm-hmm. so y'all need to get to know each other.
Mm-mm. No. I promise
He's going to call you mama and everything.
He's going to be like mama. No. I don't do that. Come on. I don't do that. So, no. All I can do is advise against that to help you to understand that this is not what you want. I promise you.
I'm just saying. You can't do that.
I promise you.
You couldn't do that. I don't believe that.
Okay.
I don't believe that. Okay.
No weekends would be torture. That baby would not want to come over there. That baby would not want to come back.
Hey, why you come back hungry all the time? Because all that woman cook is liver and onions all day. That's it.
And like, I don't even eat that, so.
She just cooking. That's all she give me. Because
I'm going to feed him what he wants. Mm. It's just going to be a little extra in there.
Why would you hurt the kid? The kid. What if the kid was a sweet kid and just like
I wouldn't care. It was born out of something that was ugly. So,
but you
would not mash my face in that. That's your shit. So you.
I know, but I'm just like I'm dealing with it.
You deal with it. I'm not gonna deal with it. I'm not. Not Rashida. That's not me.
So what's
not me?
So every other weekend I gotta disappear and go somewhere.
You won't be disappearing because you won't be with me no more. I promise you. Go
ahead. I gotta go out of town on business every other weekend.
We won't be together because I will up and move. you won't that weekend that you gotta go and get that child, when you leave out of here to go get that child, all my stuff will be packed up.
You ain't going nowhere, man.
Okay.
You always talk that leave.
Like I said, I might be able to turn a blind eye to an incident. Mm-hmm. But when the incident results into a lifelong commitment, mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to let you go on and be a man and do what you gotta do for them other people.
right.
I done got the best years out you.
Okay.
So me and my turn will be all right.
Oh, man, that's messed up.
I mean, you can still see them.
Yeah, but they gonna see their they want to see their little brother and stuff.
They can. They just won't. I won't be involved in that. I will not be involved in that foolishness. No. Y'all can have that.
What if I just like, look, we're going to adopt this baby?
No.
And she ain't got nothing to do with it. We just going to adopt the baby.
We not.
So you don't even want to adopt it. We got him full time. No. You can raise him from a baby. All he knows is you his mama. It's just like you adopting a kid.
Did I ever say I want to adopt a child?
I'm just saying. But getting,
I won't.
You are, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got another chance to have another baby.
So I don't have another chance.
I don't need another chance.
I did a good job with the two I got.
Okay, but you always talking about, like, oh, we can have another baby.
Yeah, so that's the shit to say.
I understand that,
I run out of stuff to talk about.
Now we got another baby. Now what you going to do about it?
Poison him.
I'm going to move on.
Yeah, do that. Because I'm for real.
Oh, man.
The kid would not be able to survive around me.
Speaking of surviving. Let's go ahead and talk about this, man. Black people, I know we all on a high right now. We're loving ourselves and everything, but King Germ got to be King Germ. And I just want to go ahead and talk about it. So I did something at the good old age of 27 that I have not done in my 27 years walking this earth. I watched The Wiz the other day. And this was the first time I seen The Wiz. I mean, I know the story of The Wiz. I've seen the play and all that. So I get it. But I watched that movie. And after I watched it, I came to the conclusion that shit is trash. The Wiz is trash.
And he's a hater.
I'm not a hater.
Because he has been brainwashed.
I'm not been brainwashed.
Thinking that white is right.
No.
Because clearly, anybody who's black for real would embrace every aspect of that movie. That movie is amazing.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not better than The Wizard of Oz.
It is.
The Wizard of Oz is a superior movie.
You can't identify with none of the shit them people doing in there.
What? It's a movie. What you mean identify with it? I can't identify with nobody going to Fairyland, no. But just the whole...
I mean, the music and all that. Ease on down the road.
I mean, the songs is cool, but the movie is not better than The Wizard of Oz. I mean, it's just not. Like, it was...
So you telling me Michael Jackson, Diana Ross...
Mm-hmm. Oh, keep naming whoever else was in that shit. There was a whole bunch of them in there.
Yeah.
And
you want me to believe that they were trash?
The movie was trash.
The acting that they did.
Diana Ross was terrible.
How?
It's just, I didn't like her as Dorothy.
You just didn't like it because it wasn't a white person. That's
it didn't have to do nothing. It was better. Dorothy and their story and The Wizard of Oz was better. It had nothing to do with white.
It was.
It's just a better movie.
It's not. It's no way you could even say that. What aspect of it was better?
Everything. Costumes. Nothing. Everything.
Because they was poor. It was like supposed to be in the hood.
Okay.
So how you going?
I'm just saying. It
was good.
No.
You can no longer say that you B with a capital B.
I am.
And black with a capital B.
I'm uppercase B all
you
day.
Never. If you can't just watch The Wiz and enjoy that.
Yeah, I watched it. Y'all said I wasn't black because I ain't seen it. Now I seen it and said it's trash. Now I'm still not black because I don't like it.
Exactly.
There's black movies out there we don't like. You ain't got to like every black movie that's out there.
The Wiz is one.
No, Wiz is not the one.
It is.
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Like, so The Color Purple ain't good either because it's black people?
It's an amazing movie.
Okay.
Color Purple is amazing.
Okay.
Woman of Brewster's Place, amazing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
The Wiz, amazing.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Unamazing.
Amazing.
Unamazing.
That is
so,
the bomb.
People, look, if you agree with me, let us know.
Yeah, don't let them know because
there
ain't nobody
agree
with that shit.
Let her know. But I want to hear, is The Wiz trash? Because I watched
no.
it. I think that shit trash.
The Wiz is the bomb.
Y'all give me
and
the
if
pass.
You watching,
go ahead. I'm going to let you talk. I don't want to talk about somebody comment on that shit. So fuck that, nigga. We don't give a fuck if you, like, we talking over each other if we want to, nigga. Fuck that.
That's how it is. The business,
exactly.
But whatever. All I got to say is, you all know, and I'm pretty sure most people are going to agree with me on this one. And The Wiz is better than
okay.
The Wizard of Oz.
Let's go ahead and call some people. Period. That's what we're going to do. That's how we're going to call some of our friends. You call two of your friends. I'm calling two of my friends. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That'll work? Okay. I'm going to call random. Let me see. It's got to be somebody I talk to. I'm going to call Amazing App. See what she says. She's a Michael Jackson fan, so I might need to hang up because I already know what she's going to say. Watch. If she answers.
Hello?
Amazing App, you're live on the Frocast. I have a quick question for you.
Okay, what's up?
Is The Wiz trash?
Man. Wow. why would you ask me this?
Because you just tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
It is not.
Okay, I'm going to just say this. From an acting point of view, yes.
Yes. Hey.
Okay, that's all we need. I don't want to talk to you no more.
Thank you. Thank you, Amazing App.
I don't want to talk to you no more. That's bullshit, but whatever.
Thank you, Amazing App. That's all we wanted to know.
But Michael Jackson is still the greatest, just saying. So it has to be a great film because it's an all-black cast, the great singing. I mean, I can't. I mean, the acting could have been a little better, but, I mean, it's, I mean, I could watch it.
Is it better than The Wizard of Oz?
She is agonizing over these questions. So clearly she does not want to say the things that she's saying.
I mean, you can't really compare the two.
Why not? What would you mean? You can't compare the two.
Compare because they're both, it's The Wiz and The Wizard of Oz. So if you're a fan of, you know, they both the same.
They're both the same, exactly. So which one is better? Just asking.
If I had to pick only one that I could watch for the rest of my life, I would have to say the original.
Thank you. Wizard of Oz. Okay, Wizard of Oz. Thank you. Vote for Wizard of Oz. Thank you very much, Amazing App. We appreciate your call. Listen to the show on Friday. Hear yourself.
I'm disappointed.
All right.
I'm disappointed.
I'm sorry, Queen Joe.
It's okay. It's okay, but I am disappointed. I need you to know that.
I still love Mike, though.
Yes. Michael Jackson is amazing. All right.
Yeah. Yes.
Have a good one. Right. Yes, sir. Got another call. This is Queen Germ call. Put your phone up here so we can hear it. You know, turn towards the mic, please. There we go. Get good quality.
Hello.
Hey, you're live on the full page. I don't know what's happening in your background. We got a question for you. Okay, so I just need to know, is The Wizard of Oz better than The Wiz? Which one is better? Can you go somewhere you can hear? Like, you can hear us? Because we recording.
Hold on. I like The Wiz. Yeah.
Okay, so so your vote would be for The Wiz with Michael Jackson and Diana Ross.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Uh-huh. One for The Wiz.
All right.
Hey.
Let's see. That's who can we call? It's got to be Easy. Nah, Beezy's pro-black. We know what Beezy going to say. Yes. Watch this. If he answers the phone.
Because he already know what time it is.
Yeah, he know what time it is. He ain't going to answer. He like, not going to get me germ. It's not happening. Who else can I call that watches the show regularly? Just random person. I don't want to fix the fight. You know what I'm saying?
Go on and fix it if that's what you got to do.
I'm going to call Sleazy the Black Farmer. This is not fixing the fight. This is just Sleazy. He's probably never seen either one of them watch.
What up, John?
Hey, man, what's going on, man? Sleazy the Black Farmer, you're live on the Frocast. got one quick question for you, man.
All right.
Which is the better movie, The Wizard of Oz or The Wiz?
It's got to be The Wiz.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, I appreciate your opinion. That.
He does not agree, but
yeah, I don't agree, but you know, I appreciate your opinion,
and
you know.
I appreciate it even more.
I know you do. Of course, is right again. Like,
always.
I mean.
Oh damn it! All right, y'all.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
What do you think?
God.
Yeah, he did it.
He said your government. Uh-huh. So, yeah, man. So, well, you got one more call in you.
Okay.
So, it looks like, you know, that's 2-1. Oh, shit. Go ahead. See what we got here. We got one more call. Oh, man, you fixing the fight.
No, I'm not.
Fixing the fight, man. This is a fixed fight.
Hey, you're live on the Frocast. Quick question. So,
hey.
Hi. So, which would be the better of the two movies, The Wizard of Oz or The Wiz?
The Wiz.
Ow! Ow! Come through, my people, my people.
Y'all say that. So, what you mean?
And they say it with no qualms about it, because it's the truth, nigga.
No, it's not. It's not. Y'all are just saying it because y'all biased.
How are we biased?
That movie is garbage.
It is not garbage.
I just watched it the other day.
And you didn't watch it from start to finish.
I did watch it from start to finish. That movie trash.
And it's not. He a hater. He has been brainwashed by white people to think that he can't. He feel like we have an inferior product.
What? It is an inferior product.
It's not. Okay. You can't relate to none of that shit that people singing on the
What do you mean?
I mean, The Wizard of Oz.
They're just songs.
Exactly. It is dry. It is dry.
Wow.
It's dry. It is. It don't have nothing to move you in it. That movie there, you can watch The Wiz over and over and over again. I've seen that movie hundreds of times.
Look, now I don't want to see how. One time was enough for me. I said, nope.
You see what I'm saying?
Not again. No.
What I got to deal with.
I watched that movie the other day, and I was like, man, so this is what y'all been hyping up all these years? This shit is trash. And I'm sorry. Mm-mm. Wizard of Oz, way better movie.
Not at all.
It's the reason why they ain't remade The Wiz yet, because that shit trash. They done remade Wizard of Oz several times.
Yeah, because they trying to get it right.
No, we don't need to fix this.
We don't need to fix this.
Yeah, they need to do something with it. That shit is garbage. They look like, that's why it's only plays. That's why that is a state. That's a play. That's why it lives in on Broadway and stuff. It is not good for the screen.
Shit. Oh my God.
What you have been saying?
The remake was Common and Mary J.
Oh.
Okay.
That was the first Tyler Perry film.
On TV.
It was the first Tyler Perry film.
Don't do that.
Was The Wiz.
Well, I thank you for your vote. It means a lot to me. You want to shout out anybody before we go?
Hey, man.
Joe, he's upstairs with Joey.
Oh, okay.
And just everybody holding it down in the DMV trying to stay away from COVID.
Hey, yeah. Man. Well, tell everybody we said hey and y'all take care of yourself.
Definitely. Have a happy
4th.
You too.
Whoa. We ain't celebrating the 4th this year.
People say in all black. You supposed to be in all black. But that's our anniversary weekend and all that too, so you know.
So we'll celebrate the anniversary.
Okay, we'll celebrate your anniversary. We're not celebrating the 4th. We're not celebrating the 4th then.
Yes. Oh, so happy anniversary. Yeah, that'll be on the day of the Frocast.
When the Frocast come out, it'll be our anniversary.
Yeah. So, all right, Pam and the fam.
Y'all take it easy, girl.
All right.
Thanks for taking the call. Bye-bye. Well, you want to hear it one more time?
People, so there you saw it. We caught four people at random.
Okay.
Three said The Wiz was better than Wizard of Oz. And they all said it because they were black. You know what I'm saying?
And their blackness. One of the people who said it wasn't was black also.
I know that.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, black people are hesitant to say that. I'm not scared. I will go out there and say that The Wiz is a trash movie, and I'll back it up. I watched it. You know, at first you say it was trash because I never saw it. I would refuse to watch it because I understood it was an inferior product. You know what I'm saying? You know,
because somebody grown probably told you that made you feel like, these people ain't even acting well. This is not this, because you couldn't walk around and say a statement that you knew wasn't true.
I just went and watched it because I was like, it's a bite. And I was like, whoa, I'm not gonna watch that.
You don't watch a whole lot of stuff that was a spinoff of something else.
Mm-hmm. But I know I like The Wizard of Oz.
Okay. I mean, if you like dry-ass movies,
I don't understand how y'all say that movie is dry.
You like women with sideburns, too, so, I mean,
you keep saying that. Listen, that is not a thing, people. She say it all the time. She is not a thing. I don't understand where she get it at, but, you know, hey. Are you sideburn shaming?
Yeah. If you a woman, hell yeah.
Why? So why are you shaming hairy women?
This shit is not cute.
Janelle Monáe got hair under her arms. Is that cool?
Everybody got hair on their arms.
I'm talking about Bush.
That's nasty. I mean, it is. Like, I mean, you're not supposed to have that. So, if that's what you got going on, hell. Mm. That's what you got going on. But I'm not a fan of it. Mm. I say it what I say it. So, move on to the next topic. Because we know that The Wizard of Oz, that myth has been debunked. It's not trash.
Man, I mean,
your statement has not been proven. You said that you could prove it, and it's not been proven.
I just said y'all black people scared to tell the truth.
We not scared. We know what we like. You don't know because you're confused.
I'm not confused.
Clearly, you are confused if you're sitting here saying that the Wizard of Oz is, what you call it, is so much better than the Wiz.
I mean, that's.
I mean, it's not.
It is.
It's boring. I have gone to sleep on that movie so many times.
You can't piggyback off. What? You can't piggyback off my idea and say yours is better?
But see, that's your problem, because you feel like because it's the original that it can't be less than the remake. I mean, so how
the remake wasn't greater. That's all I'm saying.
It was. Like I said, the people have spoken. We're moving on. Next topic.
Speaking of next topic, man, this is something that just popped up. Dr. Dre and his wife are getting divorced after 24 years of marriage, and they're saying that Dr. Dre could lose 60% of his fortune. Which means that might walk away with like $300 million or $400 million. He might walk away with like $200 million. So wow. So shout out to Young. You know what I'm saying? Like
that's when somebody got to die.
Hey.
I mean, I just can't see that. Is if you were a part of the business, and this is what you have to get to for us to sabotage.
No prenup.
But that's what I'm saying. When people decide that they won't get married out of love, yeah. They get married younger or whatever.
When you married below your tax bracket, you better get a prenup.
All I can tell you is somebody got to go.
Speaking of things that got to go, you notice all these statues coming down, names are building, flags coming down. They're telling cartoon characters if you ain't a black character, you can't have a black voice. They taking shows down off of TV that had Confederate flags or racist stuff. They doing all this other shit. But that's not what we're asking for.
Nope.
We're asking for you to stop killing us. And goddamn, once again.
Somebody else did.
Another motherfucker get killed by the police. Who is it? Elijah. What was his name? Excuse me. I didn't get it. Don't make it up. It's Elijah something. Okay. You know what I'm saying? You know, we could look it up. Please look it up, Queen Germ. We can't be that podcast that does that. Like, come on, you're right there. You got the first name right. You know, and this was in Aurora, Colorado or something.
So this was Elijah McCain.
Elijah McCain, he was killed in the police custody and they showed him holding him down. And, you know, it was just a lot going on. And you know, they keep making concessions for everything else. Oh, we'll put Black Lives Matter on the cars.
They missing the whole point because it's like you're putting money into dumb shit. You need to put money into training police officers or getting police officers that can be trained. If you can't reprogram the clowns that you got in this mess, get some people who are willing to do the right thing. All this other bullshit, you doing all of this here for, you know, a parade here and a march there and a pull down this and a change the color of that. That doesn't matter because people are still not going home at the end of the day. Like, the shit is ridiculous. Like, how are we supposed to be bringing attention to all of this police brutality? But then at the end of the day, we turn around and ain't nothing changed.
It's still that really police matters brutality. Yeah, like... So, okay, so you pulling the statue down. Okay, that's cool.
That statue ain't kill nobody.
But what about that cop that's on your force that got like 18 infractions to steal?
And they still getting paid. Yeah. And their ass is still in there doing dumb shit.
Locking up people that he might have a issue with brown people, but he keep planting dope on people and they getting all, you know, what about him? Yeah, okay, they taking the flag down in Mississippi, but still, no.
They're not changing the hearts of the people that are in Mississippi that have power to inflict pain on other people. Yeah. That don't have power or money or whatever that those resources that are necessary for them to not be in these situations. So it's a bunch of bullshit. They giving you everything but what's needed.
And then black people, we better not be happy with that. Don't stop. Because no, nigga. No, keep going. Keep going. Like, fuck it. Keep going. Like, this is like until they get it right, keep fucking going. Until they keep, I don't give a fuck. Well, we'll change the name of the country. No. Nigga, all we want is equality, my nigga. That's all we want. And y'all not willing to get that. Y'all missing the point. I was on Facebook today, seen a post, motherfucker. Somebody said, you know, saying all lives matter is like saying, it's my birthday too with somebody else's birthday party.
Yeah.
Somebody told me something. Oh, they turned that into, that's racist. I said, how is Black Lives Matter racist? Because, listen, man. People are missing the fucking point.
The point is, white people cannot stand to see you getting close. Those racist white people, because there's a lot of white people that are in the movement and they 100% in.
Yes, sir. We got a lot of allies. So I appreciate that. Yes.
But the ones I'm talking to in this instance is those people who want to always try to act like what people are saying that hurt them, we just got to toughen up, or things are not that bad, or we're making progress. That's bullshit. Because for us to be having conversations that our grandparents had, that our parents had, it's been going on for way too long. Mm. So to me, at this point, if you got to burn down some shit, if you got to stop shopping places, if you got to wear all black, if you got to do what you got to do, do it and move forward. Because at this point, our kids should not have to live in a society where they got to be tiptoeing around white people. Mm. And to people to say, oh, all lives matter, that's bullshit. Because all lives could never matter until black lives matter. Mm. So you can't be offended because we are screaming black lives matter because we want people to realize mm-hmm. that you can't keep looking at us like second-class citizens. Mm. You can't keep looking at us like we're trash, that we're disposable. I don't give a damn what happens in the black community because we already know that there are so many moving parts there that we can't isolate any one thing to say, okay, this is what it is. We can fix it. Yeah, it's not going to happen like that.
They bring up Chicago in a heartbeat. Oh, look what happens in Chicago. Like, motherfucker.
That ain't got nothing to do with it.
Stop it.
The point is, police are supposed to protect and serve. When you're not doing your job, where the fuck can you go and still be employed where you just keep on fucking up at your job? So clearly, you have to be reprimanded. You can be dismissed. All these things should be able to happen. Yeah. So you can't keep saying, oh, because they in a stressful job that they have the right to overreact. They can kill people and ask questions later. Mm-hmm. This shit is not okay because let them have killed somebody's white child and or somebody who is in a position of power. Then they done fucked up big time. So you can't let these people think that racial profiling is okay. 99% of the times they're wrong. So the numbers don't lie. Therefore, you can't say, I mean, when you kicked in Breonna Taylor though, and you was at the wrong fucking house, you done killed somebody, but you got it wrong. And you continue to get it wrong. So that means you got to change your practices. Yeah.
That's all we asking for. That's it. That's what we asking for, man. So y'all can keep missing the point, letting players put statements on the back of their jerseys, and y'all really trying to get these boys to play, man. I'm just hoping they don't play, man.
I mean, I'm hoping not either, but it's going to end up being somebody who's going to get sick. Enough people got to get sick, and God forbid anybody else dies, but it's happening. And people are trying to turn a blind eye to it because we want what we want. We tired of being in the house. I get it. Yeah, I am too.
Motherfucker sick. Like, but people are itching to go places.
Yeah.
I mean, itching. Like, the beaches. I hope a lot of the beaches are closed.
They're supposed to be closing them down for the,
I see some,
y'all July 4th celebrating people.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no July 4th for us black people. I mean, we're not celebrating July 4th. We just celebrating the day off.
Yeah.
We pay.
And we're supposed to be wearing black.
Okay.
That's what the thing
God is. Goddamn, it's going to be hot then, the motherfucker.
I mean, we ain't going to be out nowhere, so I don't even know who's going to know, but...
Yeah, you're right.
I guess y'all can post up y'all pictures in y'all air conditioned house and take a family portrait and put it online to see
all black on the fourth.
Up the four.
It's gonna be some disrespectful shirts this year. I predict.
I hope so.
It's gonna be some disrespectful shirts. Yeah. Like niggas gonna come out the woodworks with some disrespectful fourth shirts. Hey people, if you got a disrespectful fourth shirt, tag Frocast in it at Frocast on Instagram. Please, I want to see the disrespectful fourth shirts. I know they're gonna be out there.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah. I would like it a lot.
So, yeah, man, that's all. Like I said, we're going to go ahead and move on that heavy topic. Like I said, don't just quit doing the other stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
give us what they demanded, man. That's all they demanded. That's not what they're asking for. They didn't ask you to do this. They didn't ask you to do that. They asked you for equality. They asked you for, like, hey, man, listen, treat us the same way you treat everybody else. That's all we asking for.
And Aunt Jemima family just want their reparations if y'all going to take their auntie off the block.
That's like, what we'll, the people say. What, they were cool with getting free syrup or something?
I mean, shit, they was getting a check. I guess they was getting some royalties from it. So they want, the way that she got her contract was obviously benefiting them because they got a statue and all, or not a statue, but like a plaque that they have on the squares downtown. Mm. That had her name, that she from this city, and she da-da-da-da, whatever about her being on Aunt Jemima. So clearly, they were benefiting in some kind of way for this crap. So I hope and pray it wasn't no free merchandise. Mm. And they was actually getting a check. But they said they want reparations if her name come off.
They want syrup for life. They was getting syrup for life.
Child.
Niggas had plenty. They had a syrup dispenser in their house. Must like a Coca-Cola machine. This shit was coming out warm.
Like the water, the water man come there to turn your tank up.
They fill your tank up with syrup. Warm syrup come out. Yeah, dog. Did you see the BET Awards?
You know I did.
Well, actually, they came on Sunday. They was actually on CBS and everything like that. Like, this year, the BET Awards was on.
Oh, so they stepped it up?
Yeah, they stepped it up big time this year. It was on TV. Of course, it was, like, virtual. It wasn't in person or anything like that. Because...
Corona.
Yeah, the Roni. But I just want to go through a little winner list. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
you know,
that.
Talk about some. I didn't watch it. I only saw one performance, and that was Megan Thee Stallion. That's because my son sent it to me. And he was like, hey, Dad, check out this video. She's throwing up a black power fist behind her twerking. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, nigga, whatever, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's kind of weird when your son sees you a video.
Yeah.
He likes Meg Thee Stallion, though. That's his thing. He be like, yo, she's...
I guess.
Hey. But, so, he had a lot of awards. International Act, Nobody Cares. But Burna Boy won, whoever he is. You ever heard of him?
No, me not neither.
The BET Her Award. It looks like they had 1, 2, 3, 4 winners. It was St. John, Blue Ivy Carter, Wizkid, and Beyonce.
So what does Blue Ivy do?
It was Brown Skin Girl. Is that a song or something?
I guess so.
It
wasn't top on my charts. I ain't never heard of it.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, wow. They were just giving away awards. Best New Artist was Roddy Ricch. You agree with that?
Yeah.
He beat Lil Nas X, Pop definitely. Smoke, Summer Walker. You know, I think Summer Walker should have won that, but...
I don't think so. Yeah.
The Humanitarian Award. Guess who won that?
Who?
Beyonce.
She must have funded the show.
Listen, she must...
something happened.
I mean, Beyonce got a project coming out or something. They must have shot some hella commercials for something doing this, because, come on, you didn't get a daughter award. You didn't get her the Humanitarian Award.
Now, like, what has she done?
She put out a video with a filter on it talking about
Black Lives Matter.
Listen, it's the things they do in the background that they don't, you know, have the camera.
She wrote a check.
Hey, I'm sure they've been bailing out protesters and stuff is what they... alleged to have been doing and everything.
Okay.
So, you know.
Well, I guess that's what we do.
You know, yeah. So she's a humanitarian. But if they want to look at the humanity, what she's done, she's ruined the black woman with her. Because she's been lying to y'all.
Like, lying to who? Because I don't.
You don't listen to her, yeah. Because you show, like,
so
I
what's
said.
What's she telling the people?
She's telling them single ladies and all that song, but she going home to her husband.
Well, they should have enough sense to see that.
And then she tell me something irreplaceable. All them songs she be singing, she be talking all that shit, but she going home to her man. Like, she don't...
I mean, well, when you got a group of people who was trying to take fertility drugs to have twins when she got pregnant with her twins, air quote, you know the people are lost. Mm. So they are looking for a leader, and she just happens to fill that space. So if you got a group of people, that's just a...
So you know somebody that was actually taking pills because she was taking pills, having twins, so they wanted to have twins also?
Exactly.
Because Beyonce was having twins? See, and let me ask you a question. Was this woman single? Was she single? Answer the question.
She was in some pseudo relationship.
Was she single?
She wasn't married.
Single. Okay, thank you. My theory stands. Show me a Beyonce fan, I'll show you a single woman. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I can't with you.
I'm just saying.
Moving right along.
Just saying.
Who else got on awards,
okay,
sir?
So let's go back to the awards.
Please.
Video of the Year. Higher by Nipsey Hussle, John Legend, and DJ Khaled.
That song came out in...
Look. Nipsey Hussle.
When did he die?
Nipsey died like 2 years ago.
Okay.
Like, Nipsey died a long time ago, I think.
I don't know when.
I think Nipsey died in 19 or 18. I can't remember. I think it might have been 18. I think Nipsey died in 18. No, it was 19. It was 19. It definitely was 19. Nipsey died. It's only been a year, I believe.
They put him down as being assassinated. That's what it was?
If that's what they want to call it. Yes, he was killed.
Mm. Yeah, it was March 31st. Of last year.
Yeah, 2019. Okay, so yeah. So, you know, Nipsey Hussle, Video of the Year. Album of the Year. Please Excuse Me for Being Antisocial. Roddy Ricch. How you feel about that? Him having the Album of the Year.
I can get with it. Roddy Ricch.
Look who he beat. He beat Lizzo, Her, Beyonce, Meg Thee Stallion, and DaBaby.
Well, I definitely don't care for DaBaby.
The Viewer's Choice Award. Winner was Hot Girl Summer, Meg, Nicki, Ty Dolla $ign. That was pretty cool. The collaboration was No Guidance by Drake and Chris Brown. You don't need them in the mess room.
That's
you,
not.
You got it, girl. You got it.
And
that's
he wants them?
The collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Best New International Act was Sha Sha. Never heard of him. Best Female R&B Pop Artist. You know who won that. Lizzo. Okay. Shout out to Lizzo. She beat out Summer Walker, Kehlani, her, Beyonce, and Jhené Aiko. You know what I'm saying? I guess they was like, look, Beyonce, we get humanitarian awards. You ain't got to worry about nothing else.
I mean, what has she done?
I mean, listen, man, we're not going to argue.
I mean, I'm just asking. Like, they I'm do saying, a
lot.
You saying,
they do a lot.
I'm not talking about a humanitarian thing. I'm talking about what did she want to make music-wise this year.
I think she didn't. She had that homecoming thing album or something. I don't know.
That ain't been long enough
for me. I don't know.
I mean, I feel like it was a long time ago. Maybe it wasn't.
Best Female Hip-Hop Artist. The nominees were Nicki Minaj, Saweetie, Lizzo, Doja Cat, Cardi B, and Meg Thee Stallion. Who you think won?
Meg Thee Stallion.
Meg Thee Stallion won. Shout out to Meg. Michael B. Jordan won actor. Issa Rae won the best actress. The Young Stars Award was Marseille Martin. The best movie was Queen and Slim. The best male hip-hop artist was DaBaby. The best male hip-hop group was the Migos. Well, just group, period. Gospel artist, who you think won?
I mean, give me the lineup.
Just guess. I mean, I'm pretty sure you can guess.
Tasha Cobbs
was not nominated.
Okay, well, that's why I said give me the nominees. Okay,
so nominees was John Peake, Kanye West, PJ Morton, Leandria Johnson, Mary, Zacardi Cortez, Fred Hammond, the Clark Sisters, and Kirk Franklin.
Leandria Johnson.
Nah, Kirk Franklin won.
Kirk Franklin run, he don't even sing.
Hey man, listen. And you notice Kirk Franklin look different in the face? You notice that?
He looked like
something, like he even got something done or something like.
He probably did, but he looked like he looked weird, bro.
No, he don't look like Plies anymore. I think that's why he went changed up. Like, go look up a picture of Kirk Franklin right now. You'll be like, whoa. Look up a Kirk Franklin then and now. The man looked different, bro. I don't know what's going on with Kirk Franklin, man. Look at his face, bro. He don't look the same, do it.
If you see some.
Come on, look at that man's face. So you don't think that man and that man.
I mean, they don't look alike, but this ain't him no time soon.
That's old Kirk. That's like when he first. That's new Kirk right here with this.
He look a little strange.
With this, you know what I'm saying?
He got a metrosexual.
Something look. He look weird, bro. Like, you know.
I mean, not dissing it. I'm just saying what it looked like.
Nah, man. Just keep it real, man. He don't look the same. But yeah, Kirk Franklin won Gospel Artist of the Year. Video Director of the Year. You had Cole Bennett, Director X, Benny Boom.
I don't know none of them people.
But Teyana Taylor wins. That's some bullshit. Like, how you beat real directors? You know what I'm saying? Like,
what did she do?
I don't know. Maybe she directed a video or two. I don't know. I mean, we are so misinformed, but this is what we're just reading award winners because.
Yeah, so just stick to the reading.
Yeah, okay. Sportsman of the Year. You already know who it was, man. I ain't even got. LeBron James. Stop playing.
Sorry.
Male M.
Sorry. I just thought that's what we was doing.
Male R&B artist. Chris Brown won that one. The Shine a Light Award went to Timbaland, Swizz Beatz, D Nice, and Nicholas Johnson. Don't know who Nicholas Johnson is, but we know the other guys. I'm sure they're giving Timbaland, Swizz Beatz, and D Nice for what they did during the coronavirus. What how they started, do? You know, they used to do club quarantine and shit. Like D Nice was playing the music online, on live and shit. And then Timbaland and Swizz started the verses. So I'm pretty sure that's what that award was for.
Okay.
The Global Good Award was Asa Traore. Excuse me if I said your name wrong.
Probably did.
Sportsman of the Year was Simone Biles. So, yeah. So, that was the BET Awards. I missed the
you
show.
You had a crush on her?
Who?
Simone.
Heck no.
Oh.
Child. Like, what? Like, could you... What the...
You just asked.
Sheesh. Me. Sheesh.
Me. Don't get all worked up.
Well, let's go ahead and do some TV talk. Shy, happened. Did you watch it this week?
I did.
How did you like the show?
I did.
You didn't like the episode this week?
No, because I don't like loose ends. It's already one thing that you left us the last show that the girl got snatched up.
Okay.
Then I come back again thinking I'm getting answers and I have more questions. Mm-hmm. So that's not good for me. So, you know, of course, it kept me reeled in till the end. But I was not, I mean, and then they dropped a bombshell on us because the hard thugged out dude apparently is going with a trans lady.
She's a woman.
Clearly, she's a trans lady.
She's a woman. I look at you. I see a woman.
Okay.
That was a confusing
part.
Because I was sitting there like, you dropped the I'm sitting there watching the show, and I was just like, hold on. You in a gay club, but that's your girl. And your, I was like, hold on. That girl's a, that was the one that's cutting your head, baby. And I was like, hold on. Oh, so you.
That's why she cut her so good.
I was like, so wow.
Yeah.
So he was like, he got into it with the dude at the game.
I'm talking about fought the man.
Yeah, like.
I mean, you already know what the, you already know what the deal is.
And then how you sitting there talking, oh, why you bring me to a gay club? She looking like, nigga, what the you, fuck?
So, but that's the thing. So answer that question. Uh-huh. How is it that he don't want to feel gay? He claimed he ain't them people, but he with one of them people.
But if she got a, if she got the, if she got the cables gone and she got the mangina, then you know what I'm saying. Mm-mm. I guess it's okay then. Mm-mm. What you mean?
You can't even be married with it. Like, how could you say? For number one, it was a setup. Because if I know how you feel, you knew that before today. Mm. You knew how this nigga felt about this whole situation. Why would you even want him in that environment? Why? Are you hoping for some trouble to pop up?
Was she
off?
Performing?
No, the lady, I thought the woman was like she in was, the bathroom or something.
Okay.
So my thing is, you pee before you come out. Mm-hmm. You ain't got no business doing nothing extra. You ain't got no business drinking too much. Because you already know you got your man in an environment that he ain't really comfortable in. Mm-hmm. So that means I need to be watching out for you. Because okay. She was so concerned with if the other dude was okay. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. I understand you saying that he's your people. You want to be around your people, but why? You clearly didn't want to be around your people because you changed yourself. Mm. So I'm just kind of really confused with this whole setup.
What you mean?
She could have easily avoided the issue if you was with your man. Because if you was with your man, the man wouldn't have thought he was in there looking for nobody. Mm. You left him. You abandoned him at the bar to go and play in the bathroom when you just got there. Mm. So I'm not understanding what you got to go to the bathroom for if you already know your man need to be watched, basically. And then you tell me something. You wasn't going to be with him. You went back in the club. But by the time you went to go talk to the little brother, you was back in the truck. Mm. So clearly, you lied because you wasn't finna ditch him for the for your people at that point. Mm. I mean, but that was like a really mind-blowing moment at that time. Because I was just like, wait a minute. Because I knew she looked strange. I was just not trying to go there. But then I was just like, well, you know, just might be the look.
Yeah.
And then when that came out, I was just like, oh, okay.
Because I read a rumor. That's the whole point of them making that shape popular, that the fake shape look is so that the
other ones can look like
they can blend in. Like, yeah, like you can't really tell the difference.
But
with the makeup look and everything. Uh-huh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So.
But, I mean, I don't have nothing against it.
No,
my thing is just saying, for me, don't come for me, though. Because some of them are out of pocket.
Oh, yeah.
They really are. And I guess that's with any group. But you just don't want to come that way with nobody. That's not a thing that you want to try. But the trans person, the girl still being gone, and your boy, he know more than what he think he putting on that he know about that girl disappearance.
Who?
Because
Ronnie?
How you know the man had the phone?
Because the man told him, he said he got some phones. He always a cell phone man.
Yeah, but the point is, he went and got that girl phone. You knew where to get it from. You knew way too much about it. I don't care if he no cell phone man. You didn't have to know that he had that cell phone.
He probably picked it up, so you know, he just went and asked.
Like I said, Ronnie lying. Because how the hell he end up with the homeless people?
Because that's what he said. Because he couldn't go nowhere. They were shitting on him everywhere down there. That's where he just lived at. And
I thought he lived in a house.
No, remember the house had in the first episode, it was condemned or something. Had a note on it. You don't remember that? When he walked up to the house and it had the note on the door?
I guess so. I vaguely remember that.
Yeah, and so that's why he homeless.
So he homeless for real. He didn't just take the people down there because he didn't want them to know what he did.
Oh, no, he homeless for real. You see how everybody knew him down there? He was like the mayor. They was like, Ronnie, hey, man, what's going on, Ronnie? What's going on? He was like, man, I feel like I belong down here.
Yeah, but I thought he was just down there, like, passing through.
Oh, no,
He used to live down there, but he was living somewhere for real. So that means that he could have been with that child mama if he played his cards right. He would have had a place to stay.
Who? Talking about
What his name is? EJ? What his name?
Oh, talking about... Oh, you're talking about Emmett.
Emmett. Oh yeah, the baby named EJ.
Yeah, he could have been with her. Yeah, you're right.
He could have been with her. He was doing, had a place to stay.
Yep, because he was working right. You know, Ronnie was doing well.
He was halfway doing something.
And then he fell off the wagon. What happened made him fall off the wagon? Because he couldn't get to see his grandkid no more or something?
I think something like that.
Yeah, that's when he fell off the wagon.
And doing dumb
stuff.
Yeah,
then he went and showed him. When he had the date with her, he showed up all drunk and messed up his little shot. So, yeah, you're right. She was going to give him something that night, too.
She sure was.
Speaking of her, she gave up that thing.
Oh, God.
So she goes over. So first of all, you know, we see Emmett's mother. She goes on a little speed dating thing, and she gets out here, and she's just saying all the wrong things. She's just like, oh, yeah, I'm a grandmother. Haven't been on dating years. She insulted this man that was, like, of Asian descent, asked him what part of Asia he was from. And he was like, I'm from Lincoln Park. Like, what about your parents? Where they from? He was like, Lincoln Park. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, she was just striking out with the speed date. And she goes to holler at her son's baby mother. And then she ends up giving her this number to this dude that's a masseuse. One of them hood massages that y'all see on Instagram and stuff. Mm-hmm. So she calls a man up. Yeah, she calls a man up. He comes through, giving a nice old massage, rubbing it down. And next thing you know, she look back at him. And, you know, next thing you know, they're in the bedroom. This man pound. He take her to Pound Town, beat it down. You know, come to find out, some dude Emmy went to school with. Emmy run. He just so happens to run to him outside the house. Of course, we knew that was gonna happen. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, cliche. But how you feel about Mama getting her groove back?
She deserve it. I mean, she should. She might as well have just did it to the boy daddy. I mean, he act like he like. Yeah, nah. You got to go back because she ain't got nothing going for her. He know that she fucked up. So,
see, now she got that out the way, though. So she ain't had nothing in, like, a long time. So she got that first night. It don't need to be with him because then there'd be, like, a whole bunch of other stuff. And
she can still give it to him.
No. I mean, she can get to him now that she got the first one out the way.
If you say so. I mean, either way it goes, she needed to do something because she was about to lose it.
Yeah. So now she got a clear head. You know what I'm saying? She got her some. You know, Emma's freaking out.
It's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing because when you find out when your friends hit your mom, man, that's like a... That's a bad thing. Like, oof. Jesus. It's got to be terrible.
Yeah, it's not good for business.
Speaking of Emmett, he's going around ordering food off Uber, DoorDash and stuff, filling orders up for his catering business, and, you know, people found out about him. So he ain't add nothing to it. Like, he just served it straight. If you serving somebody else food,
you got to throw something in to
change it up. Emmett, like, come on, man. You got no better than that. Yeah. And then Emmett goes and runs with into Lala. She's allegedly this cooking lady on the show that can cook. Now, so if you watch the scenes where she's just cooking the food, that hand fat as shit. If you look at that hand that's chopping up everything and seasoning the food, that hand fat as a motherfucker and dark as hell. And then Lala light skin. So I was just like, that ain't her hand. I'm looking at that arm like, that ain't her arm. Like that. No.
That was his lighting.
No, it was not.
On the cutting board.
Go back and look at that scene. Go back and look at that scene. Go back and look at that scene. That was not her. That hand was too chunky to be Lala's hand. That hand was fat. That was a fat woman hand. You could see it all in the wrist and everything. Listen, telling you, that wasn't her hand.
Okay.
So Emma's trying to get her to cook in his restaurant after hours, run, you know, had a spot going like that. But she's running a whole restaurant in her house, cooking 7-course meals, whatever's in season, as she said. And, so that's all
and
with
the
that.
The food's so good.
The food is amazing. The best food they ever had in their life. You know. But, what was it talking about? Yeah, they haven't found Keisha. Keisha's still missing. She's been missing for 2 days. That's the whole thing.
And
where this girl is.
And her person, her spouse done come back off of the honeymoon.
Yep.
And now your child gone. So now you probably going to be turning on your spouse in a minute because you'll be like, if we hadn't gone nowhere, or blah, 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 my child wouldn't have been gone.
Bro, your kid
but
just,
she would have still been gone.
Your kid just bad as hell.
Yeah.
So the show ended with Kevin going to some 63rd mob guy's house. The boyfriend's house. The guy pulls a gun out on Kevin. Kevin's like, I'm not leaving without my sister. So what it looked like is going to be like a stare down. The kid, you know, dude, see, he got hard. He going to let him know, like, I ain't seen your sister, whatever, whatever. You know,
yeah, I'm hoping.
Yeah, because like I said, we don't know what Keisha is.
I think she did.
She's not dead, man. They can't kill off the kid on the show. Man.
Yeah, they can.
I don't think they'll do that.
I think they will.
We'll see, man. So that's all for the shy. Anything you watched this week? Anything different?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
But I did think I was going to see her, something a part of her in that trash can when he was digging for them cans. Mm-hmm. I just thought he was going to move a bag and either he was going to discover her or he knew that she was in the trash. Mm. But
I thought somebody would dump some trash on his head. That's what I thought. Somebody was about to dump a trash bag on him. I was like, somebody about to drop a bag from above. Here we go.
None of those things happen. But no, I ain't watching none. Did you?
Oh, I'm just watching Riverdale, man, something.
Oh, yeah. I peep in on that every now and then.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been in there with me. So, that's all for TV Talk, man. We'll be back next week with another episode of Shy. Well, guys, it's week two of the BBC, or as we call it, the Bad Black Cinema. This week, like I said, every week we act out, improv a topic, and, you know, just for a couple of minutes just to entertain y'all. This week,
we'll do this again.
Yes, we will, because people said they liked it last week. They said it was pretty good. They was like, well, that wasn't, you know, they thought it was going to be horrible. But, you know, hey, so like I told you, every time we do bad, we think we do bad, people like it.
Okay.
So this week, the topic is, wife is asking for passcode to the phone. Wife asking for passcode to the phone. You ready?
Okay.
Action.
Hey, babe.
How you doing?
How's your day?
I'm doing all right. What about you?
I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You want to give me your passcode? I can give you mine. You know, we trust each other, so.
Why would I want to do that?
We trust each other, so that means that we have nothing to hide. We have no secrets.
I ain't got nothing to hide, but I mean, I'm just saying you don't need the passcode to my phone.
But I'll give you mine.
I don't want your passcode to your phone. But like, that's your passcode.
Okay, so I would like to have yours.
For what reason?
If I want to check it out.
But why would you have to check it out?
Because sometimes I might need some information.
I mean, like what? Like, is some apps on my phone that ain't on yours? Like
maybe.
Like, but why you need my passcode though?
So that I can utilize your phone to the fullest. I mean, right, I can't do face recognition, so I need the passcode.
But I don't understand why you need my passcode.
Because, like, if there's nothing to hide, I can have it. Nothing, I may never use it.
But I don't,
but if you give me reason to use it, then I might have to use it.
I just don't understand why you, I mean, that's like invasion of privacy.
Not really.
It's my phone. I don't ask to go on your phone. Like,
but you can. Because I don't want to.
I don't want to, though. Okay. What if I don't want to?
Well, I want to know your passcode.
And I don't think that's fair.
I know it is.
No, it's not.
So what are you hiding?
I'm not hiding anything.
You have to be hiding something.
I'm hiding my privacy.
You're hiding your privacy?
Yes.
Well, I would like for you to not hide your privacy because I need that passcode.
I think no.
I don't think you're going to get to go to sleep tonight.
Okay, well, I'm not giving up my passcode.
So you won't give up your passcode?
No.
But you want me to trust you?
I mean, trust me.
The two go hand
in
hand.
Yes, you got to trust me. You have to trust me. That's just what it is. That's what trust is.
That's what trust is?
Trust is. Trust is knowing
having
that.
Having a man lay next to you without having his passcode.
You don't need my passcode.
Okay.
I'm laying next to you, so it don't matter what my passcode
is. Yes, it does.
You got the passcode.
Mm-mm. I don't have it if I can't get on that.
Trust is knowing that you're going to fall and I'm going to catch you. That's trust.
I don't know about that.
Yes.
I don't believe that.
Yes.
So. I don't believe that, but I need them digits. Can you put it on a piece of paper so I don't forget it?
We'll play a game of Madden for it.
I don't play Madden.
Oh. Well, that's the only way you get my passcode. You beat me in a game of Madden.
Okay. So can I get it?
Can you beat me in Madden?
I just need the passcode. Like, why are you being so hesitant?
Can you beat me in Madden?
I don't know. I don't even know who he is.
Okay, well, that's the answer right there. Cut! All right, man. Hope y'all enjoyed this BBC over here. Not the one you're thinking.
I was just saying. Mm.
Did you know BBC meant before 2020?
No.
Okay, interesting. All right, man, song of the week time, man. Do you have a song of the week, Queen Jern?
Yes, my song of the week is Missing You by Puffy and Faith Evans, featuring Faith Evans.
Missing You.
Yeah, and that's what the name of the song is.
Okay, if you say so. That is
the name of the song. I mean, I'm just trying to understand, like.
Man, well, man, my song of the week is "Man, It Ain't Easy" by Tupac, man. And that's our little music break. We're gonna be right back in a minute. Procast episode 411. We'll be back after this music break.
I take a shot of Hennessy, now I'm strong enough to face the madness. Nickel bag full of cess weed laced with hash. Phone calls from my niggas on the other side. Two childhood friends just died. I couldn't cry, a damn shame. When will we ever change? And what remains from a 12 gauge to the brain? Arguments with my boo, it's true. I spend more time with my niggas than I do with you. But everywhere it's the same thing. That's the game, I'll be damned if a thing changed. Fuck the fame, I'll be hustling to make a million. Lord knows ain't no love for us ghetto children. So we cold rag top, slowing down. Time to stop for gas. Beat my horn for a hoochie with a proper ass. It ain't easy. That's my motto, drink a Tangerine straight out the bottle. Everybody wanna know if I'm insane. My baby mama got a mind full of silly games. And all the drama got me stressing like I'm hopeless. I can't cope, me and the homie smoking roaches. Cause we broke late night, hanging out to the sunrise. Getting high, watching the cops roll by. It ain't easy. That's right. It ain't easy, yeah. Being me, will I see the penitentiary? Or will I stay free? It ain't easy being me. Will I see the penitentiary? Or will I stay free? It ain't easy being me. Will I see the penitentiary? Or will I stay free? I can't sleep, niggas plotting on me. Kill me while I'm dreaming. Wake up sweaty and screaming. Cause I can hear them suckers scheming. Probably paranoid. Problem is the punks be fantasizing. A brother bite the bullet, open fire, and I die. I wonder why. It's the way it is. Even now, looking out for these killer kids. Cause they wild Bill Clinton. Can you recognize a nigga representing? Doing 20 to life in San Quentin. Getting calls from my nigga Mike Tyson. Ain't nothing nice, yo pop. Do something righteous with your life. And even though you innocent, you still a nigga. So they figure rather have you behind bars than triggers. But I'ma hold you down, holla thug life. Licking shots till I see my niggas free on the block. I know it ain't easy. Till I see my niggas free on the block. It ain't easy. It ain't easy being me. Will I see the penitentiary or will I stay free? It ain't easy being me. Will I see the penitentiary or will I stay free? It ain't easy being me. Will I see the penitentiary? Lately been reminiscing about Peppermint Snots in junior high. Hit the block, keep an eye on the cops while D-boys slang rocks. It's the project kid without a conscience. I'm having dreams of hearing screams at my concerts. Me and all my childhood peers through the years trying to stack a little green. I was only 17 when I started serving fiends. And I wish it was another way to stack a dollar. So my Impala, cause these hard times make me wanna holler. Will I let it see tomorrow? Am I falling off? I hit the weed and then proceed to say fuck all of y'all. Ain't nobody down with me, I'm thugging. I can't go home cause motherfuckers think I'm bugging. So now I'm in this high power cell at the county jail. Punk judge got a grudge, can't host no bail. What do I do in these county blues? Getting battered and bruised by the you know who. And these fakes get to shaking when they face me. Snakes ain't got enough nuts to replace me. Sitting in this living hell, listening to niggas yell. Trying to torture in the tail, I'm getting mail. But ain't nobody saying much. The same old nuts is making bucks while these sluts is getting fucked. They violated my probation. And it seems I'll be going on a long vacation. Meanwhile, it ain't easy. No, it ain't easy. It ain't easy being me. Will I see the penitentiary or will I stay free? It ain't easy being me. Will I see the penitentiary or will I stay free? It ain't easy being me. Will I see the penitentiary or will I stay free? It ain't easy being me. Will I see the penitentiary or will I stay free? It ain't easy being me. Will I see the penitentiary or will I stay free? It ain't easy being me. Will I see the penitentiary or will I stay free?
Show. I laced the track, you locked the flow. So far from hanging on the block for dough, Notorious, they got to know that life ain't always what it seemed to be. Words can't express what you mean to me. Even though you're gone, we still a team. Through your family, I'll fulfill your dreams. In the future, can't wait to see if you open up the gates for me. Reminisce sometime, the night they took my friend. Try to black it out, but it plays again. When it's real, feeling's hard to conceal. Can't imagine all the pain I feel. Give anything to hear half your breath. I know you're still living your life after death.
All right, man, we back from the music break, man. Got a question from the nation, man. Got to play this one out loud for you so you can hear this one, Queen Germ. This is a question from the nation. It is a long question from the nation. But we appreciate all calls. Let me pull it up. Pause.
Don't pause, baby.
All right, here we go.
What's up, Nappy Afro? This your boy Stacks, day one listener. Wanted to call in and ask some advice from the king and the queen. My cousin is 24 years old. He is a bona fide simp. He got this thot. He currently taking 100% care of. Basically, he linked up with his old fling from back in middle school. Now he's trying to turn a hoe into a housewife. Mm. First and foremost, she did a 6-month stint in jail. Damn. Trying to fucking rob an old lady. He went and picked this bitch up from jail after constantly accepting her phone calls from jail. Mm. Now he moved into an apartment. He didn't allow her to live there. Mm. Rent-free with her daughter, who constantly reminds this nigga every chance she get, you ain't my daddy. And he constantly paying for everything. He paid the rent, buy her clothes, buy her little disrespectful daughter clothes, and buy all the groceries. This bitch constantly tell him, I can leave, nigga. I don't need you. Keep in mind, this bitch is a felon, has no job, and contributes 0%. He was letting her drive his car until his car was mysteriously stolen. She the only one who knew where his key was located, by the way. But he don't want to believe she the one set him up. She don't cook or clean. She dig through his pockets while he's sleeping and take his money. Not once, but twice. She took his house key. Nigga can't even unlock the door to his own place. My final straw with him was when this nigga called his mama to move the bitch out at his apartment because he couldn't deal with her no more. They move all the bitch shit out the crib and he let the bitch move right back in less than 24 hours later. Mm. It's really a mouthful of shit. In order to keep it nice, short, and sweet, though, I just want to know a word of advice I can get this nigga. Because he done completely ignored the shit I told him, his mama, my grandma, and pretty much the entire family. When we tell him he got a nothing-ass bitch on his hands, what do I do? And oh yeah, fuck that nigga MJ Money9S also. That nigga ain't shit either, bruh. It's your boy Stacks, and I'm signing out. NappyAfro.com, bitch.
Listen, I love the squad, bro. We got some great ones that call in. Stacks, man, I'll be real with you, man. Your cousin is a victim of some good pussy, okay? That girl ain't shit. But that pussy must be yanking, because he said he moved her out and moved her back in 24 hours later, moving furniture and everything. Come on, bro. That's a good day, bro. Listen, you can't say shit to that nigga, because that nigga is getting his jaws blown the fuck out. And that's just what's happening right now. Just sit back and, you know, hope he don't go off the deep end. But she going to ride this for all it is. She got a disrespectful-ass kid. Like, yo, he in deep, bro. But, you know, he trying to get her pregnant. That's what he trying to do. So, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing y'all can do, man. Y'all done lost this one, man. So, you just, you know, sometimes you got to charge it to the game, man. He belong to the streets now, man. He belong to the streets. That's all right, we'll say. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, nothing you can do, man.
I mean, yeah. I have to co-sign on what you said because, clearly, this broad is crazy.
Yep.
Because if somebody was just taking care of you, the least you can do is cook and clean. Like, amen. I ain't going to even say you got to go out there and get no job. But I'd be doggone if I don't have nothing else to do all day. I should want to cook and clean because there's nothing else to do. Mm. You ain't making no money. You ain't got nowhere to be. So whenever you do get up, you can clean up around the house and you can do what you got to do. But hell, like I said, y'all got to let this one go. Because he going to have to learn on his own. So when he hit rock bottom, all y'all can do is be ready there to wipe his tears. Oh, yeah, but yeah. That's all you can do right now. Just watch and wait.
He going to the deep end. Hopefully she don't take him to the damn, to the pole house and the crazy house. But it happened. Like hopefully he don't start using drugs and shit. And she run him down like that. But it's going to happen. That pussy is amazing to him right now. And he ain't listening to reason. He ain't listening to reason.
I mean, either he got no self-esteem and he's glad to have somebody. I don't know.
She probably sucking his dick from the back and all that shit, bro. That
okay,
nigga,
and movies.
That nigga, dang. All right. That's what's going on. So, yeah. So, that's all the advice we got, man. Just sit back and support him when he fall, bro. You know, don't. The boy, y'all tell him to stay away from him. Like, just let that nigga run himself ragged, bro. I know it hates to see family members go bad, but sometimes you can't save family, bro. You got to let them fall flat on their face. You know what I mean?
That's people, period. But,
people, yeah, people, period. Not just family, but just sometimes people. You can't save everybody, man. So.
Because they don't want to be saved.
Mm-mm. Well, it's HBCU confessional time. Like I said, people, we get these from the HBCU confessionals. If you, you know, the Twitter. If you see them, you can do just like the disrespectful motherfucker MJ did. He said, hey, man, this is one for the show. So this is the one that the disrespectful motherfucker MJ picked. It says, me and my girl were fucking one time, and I didn't know she has got a pussy piercing. But the end of the piercing was exposed, and it cut my dick badly, and I bled all in her. Howard. People, I mean, like, y'all young people got to worry about that shit. I mean,
first of all, if you got a piercing, why you didn't tell your man? That's number one. So that mean that might not really be your girlfriend. You might go with her, but she might not go with you.
Yeah, because, I mean, she ain't just get it today.
Exactly. Because if she did, sold. She shouldn't even want to do it.
Exactly.
So, whatever. But then, on top of that, talking about you bled all up in her, so clearly you like some kinky shit, too, because once I got scraped, I would have had, I mean, I'm thinking.
He was like, oh, man, this thing got wet. And he like, was just like, oh, God. That's disgusting. That's disgusting. That's disgusting. So, this is how are y'all disgusting?
Pretty much.
But hey, people, like I said, if y'all see any more on the HBCU Confessional Twitter, let us know. Tag us in it. And we'll daggum read them on the show. All right, keep it 100 time, King, Queen Germ. Do you have a keep it 100?
I have a keep it 100.
Okay.
My keep it 100 has got to be to y'all niggas that's still out here acting like the damn coronavirus don't exist because you can't see the shit.
100.
Because you don't want to believe the news and the numbers and the people who dying and the people who getting sick. Did somebody get a vaccine that I don't know nothing about? Because some of y'all traveling like y'all got a vaccine. You're going to amusement parks. You're going to the beaches. You're going to a whole lot of damn places that your ass shouldn't be going in the middle of a pandemic.
Niggas trying to go to Vegas and
so,
shit.
So, I'm just saying. Did somebody pass out a coronavirus COVID-19 vaccine that I'm unaware of? Not that I want to take the shit, but I'm just trying to figure out who I'm out here with. Industries, but that's what I got to say.
These people out here cutting up because they got to wear masks now because most places now are going mandatory masks inside buildings and stuff, and people are losing their ever loving minds.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are not, they're not enforcing it because they don't want to smoke with people, they don't want to deal with it. But y'all got to do it for the like, tell these people if y'all gonna let people in there without masks, leave out the store, like, don't shop there. You know what I'm saying? If they're allowing people to be in there without masks, be like, nah, bro, y'all don't care about nothing. You know they're not taking proper precautions or cleaning nothing or anything like that. So, you know, that's just what it is. Man, my keep it 100, man. Basically, man, life is short, bro.
100.
Like, you never know, you know what I'm saying, you know, with your friends and with your family and just people, you know, they can be here 1 minute and gone the next. And so, man, if you just... if you got, like, some petty-ass beef with somebody, man, just go ahead and squash that shit, bro. Y'all need to just come on down to agreement, like, the shit petty as fuck. Squash that shit. Especially, like, people been friends for a long time. Because, like I said, man, life is short, bro. You could be chilling with your dog 1 minute, and then 2 hours later, they gone. And not even sometimes it's less than that. You know what I'm saying? But it's just the way it would... things work, man. It's just, you know, it ain't even worth it sometimes to beef with people about dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, man, life is short, man. Let your friends know that you appreciate them, man. I got some friends I've been friends with for over fucking 30 years, man. And, you know,
how is that possible?
How is it possible?
Yeah.
What you mean?
It's not numerically possible.
How is that possible?
Did you not just tell them people how old you was earlier today?
Yes.
And so how have you been friends?
32.
So the number changing now.
What are you talking about?
Okay. I'm going to let you talk. I'm going to let you cook as you like to say.
Yeah. So, you know, I done had friends for over 30 years. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's like, so I just want my friends to know, man, you know, man, I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. Y'all my dogs. And you know what I'm saying? We done grew up together. And we old men together. And, you know, and it's just, that's just how it go, bro. So, yeah. Life is short, man. Appreciate life. I heard a little statement say, you only die once. But in the words of MJ, no. You only live, they say you only live once. No, he said, no, you only die once. Yeah. You live every day. You know what I'm saying? So that makes sense. So shout out to that disrespectful motherfucker. Sometimes he makes sense. Sometimes. It's very rare. But yeah, that's my keeping 100, man. Winners and loser time, man. You got any winners and losers?
Yes, 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 yes. So my winners today, I must say, would be I can't see the name of their team on here. But it's a women's pro softball team that quit after their GM tried to use them as some pro-Trump propaganda.
Winner.
So the person took a picture of him and then like tagged Donald Trump in it, basically saying that they doing the right thing because they were standing up for the anthem. Mm-hmm. When that's not what their intent was. And they only had two members of the team, if I'm not mistaken, that were black women. And so therefore, all of these other people felt so offended about it that everybody quit their job. Now, when you could take a loss like that and not be concerned about something, you know what I'm saying, you think about people got to take care of their families, people got to attend to their own personal business. That's not a thing that you just go, you didn't know that you were going to go to work for the last time when you went to work and you just was going to quit it. And the thing was, one of the girls who, I think she might have been not in the game because she was injured or something, she saw the tweet and therefore she informed the other young ladies and they decided to do something all together and they quit. So mm-hmm. Now GMs and, you know, people who over teams don't use your team to you know what I'm saying, to put something out there when you don't know how these people feel. You might want to run it by the group first to make sure that everybody's in agreement with the foolishness that you want to try to do. So I say that they my winners because they didn't have to take a stance, but they did. And that's something that when you get your livelihood involved, like they say, put your money where your mouth is, that shows how committed you are to something when you can risk it all and knowing that, you know, the outcome got to be better than this because I don't agree with this at all.
Mm. Shout out to them, man. My winners is Pop Smoke's team.
Winner!
We all know Pop Smoke died early this year. And so Virgil Abloh, the little the dude, the off-white nigga, he was commissioned to design Pop Smoke's album, and he came out with some bullshit. And, you know, the internet went in on him. And Pop Smoke team decided to scrap it and go with something else. So shout out to them. They're my winners this week for not going out like that, man. You know, don't let Pop Smoke go out like that, bro. So those are my winners. Losers, you got any losers?
Yes, I do. My loser has got to be someone local. His name is Mark Roden.
Loser.
He is from Florida State University.
Mm.
He...
a criminal.
Yeah, that's what they call him. They keeping the name alive. $1.2 million in fraud.
Mm.
So he was supposed to have been some founder of Seminole something Productions or something like that.
Okay.
And then now, with you being charged with $1.2 million worth of fraud, how is it that they decided the bail that he was assigned was $25,000 for the fraud part and $10,000 for the grand theft? Because those were the charges that he had. So a total of $35,000 bail money is what he had. But y'all already know that the man got $1.2 million. I mean, you got to prove it. But still, the money trail go back to him.
Mm.
So you really didn't think he was going to have $35,000 to give y'all? Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to understand. Because the bail money is the money that you got to pay or that 10% of that number?
10% of the bail is the number.
So when they say $35,000 bail, I mean he had to pay with 35.
It depends. Like it depends on your crime. They want all of it, or
if you pay the 10%.
Yeah, you can pay 10%.
Either way it go, if you got $1.2 million, $35,000 ain't shit. Even if you had to pay the whole $35,000, but you would lose it because of the fact that again your ass got caught. When you stealing, you gotta know there's a threshold. You gotta know, you cannot make a lifestyle like that.
That's the hard part. When do you stop?
You could have stopped at $100,000. You could have stopped at $200,000.
Now I bought something that cost $75,000. Now I need to get that money back. So
all I can tell you is happened. Your ass is going to jail.
Yeah, man. You know.
So that's what it is.
It'd be hard to stop. You'd be like, man, just one more, man. I could do one more, man.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but then it's like you gotta know the damn rules.
Mm-hmm.
So what can I get away with? What is the limit that the state say? Yeah, I'm going to go to jail for this length of time, or I'm going to have this as my outcome punishments. That's what the hell you need to know. Because you fucking around with a $1.2 million. I know people who ain't steal that much money and ass went to jail. So I'm just trying to understand.
Yeah.
Like, $1.2 million?
It's a lot.
Yeah. Federal prison, here you come.
Mm. My losers, man. Steve Harvey and his advice messing up relationships.
Loser.
Recently, I was informed that a buddy of mine, his wife heard from Steve Harvey that any man that sits his phone face down is hiding something. So now she saw him do it, so she felt like he was hiding something. And it started this whole beef around the house. So Steve Harvey, you my loser for saying that bullshit, because that's what the fuck it mean. It might not mean, like, if my phone got alerts, it light up every time, so I don't want that shit to light up, so I just turn my phone down.
Well, your friend wife is a loser, too.
I mean, I'm not going to call her a loser, but I'm just going to say, for listening to Steve Harvey, yeah, you got to take this L, ma. You got to take this L, ma. You got to take this L.
Because you know your man. If your man turning his phone down, he could just be wanting to try to actually listen to what the hell you saying.
Thank you.
Now, if he turning his phone down and or his phone going off at all times of night, now maybe we might need to talk about something. But just because you heard Steve Harvey say it, don't mean it's real.
Steve Harvey has not been married. He's been married more than once.
Yeah, at least twice.
You can't give me marriage advice. Well, you can give me marriage advice because you've been in a failed marriage. Yeah, you've been in divorce. But you can't tell me how to make a marriage work because you haven't successfully done that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
Steve Harvey need to...
Stay in your lane, bro. You're a comedian, bro. You're not a love guru. You're a comedian. Comedian. I don't go to my comedians for love advice, okay? But shout out to the OG, man. Well, another show in the books. It's time for shout outs, Queen Germ. Do you have any?
You know. And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam. Happy anniversary coming up on the day the show is going to be airing.
7/3.
That's right. So that's Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Front Poach, the Lunch Crew, and the 912. Anybody and everybody that's representing for the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga. R.I.P. Chris.
Yeah, man. First off, man, shout out, man. Rest in peace to my dog, Chris, man. Shout out to Be Easy. It's all right, GQ Blue. Man, shout out to GQ Blue, man. GQ Blue, man, he ran for city council in Louisville, and he finished fourth, you know what I'm saying? And I want to commend that brother because, you know what I'm saying, like, the man out there, he went out there and did it. He stayed the whole course, man. He got some traction out there. I mean, you finished fourth, my guy. You a newbie to the political scene.
They know your name now.
They know your name, bro. Like, now you just got to build on that, bro. So, like Beezy said, it's going to make a better story when you're mayor, bro. So, shout out to GQ Blue, man, for doing it, man. Shout out to Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick Jane, bitch. RT3, J Will. Shout out to MJ Money 9S, Stacks. Thanks for the phone call. Shout out to Light Skin Kanye. Light-skinned Kanye, he always be putting these questions on fucking Twitter, man. He be trying to rile the people up, man. Like, he's a funny guy. Shout out to Drew from D.C., Gerard from Boston, man. Shout out to 12 Cal and 12 Cal Podcast. Shout out to Dr. Brasum and everybody at Dr. Brasum Network. It's Dr. Cam, Disrespectful Motherfucking MJ. You getting a lot of shout outs, nigga. God damn it, this show. Shout out to K-Law, the truck driver. Shout out to all the podcasts that fuck with us, man. I'm not going to go through that list again. Did that last week. Shout out to Amazing App. Thanks for the call. Shout out to Dragon Lady. Anybody off that site to fuck with a kid? Sleazy the Black Farmer. Chuck the Gambler. And anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, no way at all. Shout out to y'all. Oh, yeah, shout out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Almost forgot about them. Peppy J from B-More. Steph from B-More. All right, that's it.
So easy.
Shout out's done. Queen Germ, rate your show.
I'm gonna say 9.16. That's the right thing.
Yep, I agree with her. 9.16. That's what the show getting this week. Like always, people, man. This is another episode of Frocast, man. You know, just showing our professionalism, showing up to the job, man. Doing what we got to do this week, even with a heavy heart, man. We came to give a show and hope y'all enjoyed that, man. I mean, I'm pretty sure he would have enjoyed it, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, bro, it's going to be tough, but, you know, got to move on, bro. Got to move on, man. Don't forget, man, the voicemail, 347-201-2572. Don't forget about the Patreon, where you can join for as little as a dollar. Support all things Nappy Afro. Don't forget to share this, retweet it, reblog it, tell a friend. Y'all know all that fucking pandering shit. Don't forget to buy a shirt, man. Like, we got some dope shirts in the shop. You know what I'm saying? Some new shirts. I ordered me one. You know what I'm saying? Did you? Oh, yeah, I did.
You didn't order us one, but you ordered you one?
I mean, I just got a shirt. Yeah, sorry. I didn't know you wanted one.
I mean, you could have made it worth our while.
What you mean, made it work your while?
I'm saying, like, you going to pay postage, shipping and handling, whatever.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, pay postage and all that. Yeah, you're right.
So you might as well have got more for the postage flat rate price.
I got you. Sorry, I think about that next time.
Okay. I guess I got to order my own shirt, people.
Just point out a shirt you want, man. You know, who knows? Santa Claus might get it for you. You be That's good. Right.
I can't promise that.
You might get it for your birthday.
I already got plans for my birthday.
That might be your birthday gift.
Nah, bro.
Get you a nice shirt.
Nah.
Yeah, man.
It can go in the bag with everything else.
Oh, everything else?
Yes. Oh. Let's wrap this up, babe.
Okay. Well, and like I said, man, that's about it, man. Episode 411 in the books, man. Hope y'all enjoy, man. We will see y'all next week. Anything we missing? Oh, the 4th, like I said, people. I better see y'all out there celebrating.
Get your red, white,
blue. Red, white, and blue on. If I see y'all niggas with red, white, and blue on, we gonna give y'all all motherfucking time. Y'all niggas ain't real. But we gonna see, bro. So, signing off, this is King Germ.
And this your girl, Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
That's the end of the show. Go to nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
nappyafro.com